Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ash, James and Sissy with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local and snake news, a man died last night after being bitten by a highly venomous snake in Townsville, North Queensland. The man was taken to hospital after being in critical condition, but he later subdued to his injuries in hospital. He is believed to be the first person to die from a snake bite this year in Australia. A man was charged with 26 counts of serious animal cruelty after police led a traffic stop in Bundaberg and searched his car. The police found 13 living snakes and 13 dead snakes in the 22-year-old's car in varying phases of composition strewn throughout. Police seized the snakes and immediately took them to emergency vet hospital to be treated, where some were able to recover from their injuries.
Outside of Queensland, in national news, Woolyama High School in New South Wales will need to be completely bulldozed after an independent hygienist did a report that found a severe mould infestation had spread throughout the entire campus. The issue has been deemed to potentially come from the air conditioning system, with the infestation being categorised as stage 3, the most severe. The report found that there were a range of different human pathogens found, including Penicillium and Aspergillus, both known to cause disease. Senator Penny Wong will meet Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Li today in Australia's highest-ranking political meeting with China in 7 years. Senator Wong is expected to discuss the clemency of Australian writer Yang Hengjun, who has been sentenced to death in China for espionage charges. Minister Li is also expected to discuss China's objection to Australia's plan to develop submarines under the AUKUS pact with the US and the UK.
In international news, police in Haiti have killed 3 people while defending the Central National Bank from a group of armed criminals. The bank in Port-au-Prince is one of the only services still open in the wake of criminal violence, with dozens of hospitals already closed. It comes after thousands of prisoners were released from prison by gangs earlier in the month, sparking a national emergency. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds and a medium chance of showers. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. Zlines will be back tomorrow for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.